Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission continues to invest wheat checkoff dollars into research conducted by the OSU Wheat Improvement Team to help Oklahoma farmers produce a high-quality wheat that will satisfy the end user. Casey Shumrow with the U.S. Wheat Associates out of South America says that's vital to U.S. and Oklahoma wheat being competitive in the global market.
And quality is everything because, you know, protein is a really easy way to segregate wheat, but that doesn't necessarily predict how it's going to perform in the mill or in the bakery. And at the end of the day, that's who's using this wheat. And if it's not performing for the customers of our customers, they're going to be discouraged to buy from us.
Casey Shumrow, one of the marketing professionals around the world representing Oklahoma and U.S. wheat producers with U.S. Wheat Associates. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
The cattle futures contracts were under pressure today with February live cattle expiring down 52 cents at 127.50. April's down 97 at 123.27, so about a $4 discount there as we move to April being the front month. And then the feeder cattle were under pressure as well, with March settling down $1.80 at 144.75, 35 cents off the low. April 220 lower. It was the weakest contract, settling at 147. And then the hog futures were lower as well. So it looks like, technically speaking, here we're going back to some support levels. We're near the 50-day moving average on the April feeders. And then also the lows from the first part of February. So there is some weak support, I guess you'd say, with the 50-day moving average providing that support so far today. But overall, quite a bit of weakness here. Box beef at midday was 43 cents higher on choice at 220.95. Select was down a penny at 214.78. Yesterday we had some 126 cash trade. There was a little bit more of that this morning. And then in the north, it looks like some 127 bid surfaced, which brought a little bit of positive momentum back into the market midday. And this morning we had the Fed Cattle Exchange had 80 head of the 365 listed sold for right at 126.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
The grain futures have been really strong here, with the wheat leading the way again, anywhere from 10 to about 19 cents higher. I guess March Chicago wheat was 21 higher at 484.5. Today was the first notice day for the March grain, so the long positions have mostly been rolled for the speculators, and May will become the front month here shortly. But we're really strong here. A lot of it due to the fact that Northwest Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle missed significant parts of the rainfall that we got in southern Oklahoma. So that has that on fire. And then beans are up 7 in March, 6 in May, about 6 in July. And corn was 1 to 4 cents higher. That's new contract highs here. We had a pretty big announcement of beans sold overnight at 250,000 metric tons to an unknown destination, and that brought some support into market early, and I think ignited that market here. And hedge funds have been short the wheat for a long time, and them covering that short position really causing a really strong rally here. If you look just at the July wheats, 539 even in July Kansas City. Now, if you go back to the lows not that terribly long ago, we were about 90 cents lower back in December. So a good rally here, mostly due to drought conditions and then the corn and beans drought conditions down in the South of America.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.